do an Acapulco Gold and a Sugar Mongolia.
Jason Adams is using tweezers to select fuzzy green marijuana buds from an oversized glass jar. It's for a customer stopping into Wintergreens, his state-licensed marijuana store in Haines. This place feels like a cross between a cell phone store and a college dorm room. It's Spartan and clean, with bright green walls and glass cases displaying product and all manner of smoking apparatus. Adams is an owner and calls himself a bud tender. But unlike a bartender serving alcoholic cocktails, his patrons can't imbibe here.
So if we did open a lounge here in Haines,
you'd be in here every day after work.
But that could soon change. This month marks the first time businesses can begin the process of applying for on-site consumption licenses. The Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office hasn't received any applications yet. The first step is posting a notice for 3 weeks before filing papers. This shop is one of the first buildings that cruise ship passengers see when they step off the dock.
We have such a variety of customers that come in, not just from locally, but a variety of all over Alaska and all over the whole world.
Residents can take product home. But tourists, especially cruise ship visitors, don't have that option.
We should have a spot within a year. And then when everyone asks, where do we use this after they come in our shop, then we'll be able to say, right over there.
But there's still uncertainty over whether it'll happen. That's because Governor Mike Dunleavy's appointment to the Marijuana Control Board says he's skeptical about pot cafes. The legislature confirmed the appointment of Alaska Wildlife Trooper Lieutenant Christopher Jaime. He's indicated he'd like the board to take another look at allowing cannabis cafes. The governor's other appointee, Vivian Stiver of Fairbanks, had a history of campaigning against commercial cannabis. Lawmakers didn't confirm her, and it's unclear who the governor will appoint in her place. But because the Marijuana Control Board passed on-site consumption regulations by a narrow 3-2 vote, any new member could be a crucial swing vote that could overturn the previous board's action. But Adams is optimistic it'll happen. He feels like history is on his side.
When I was young, it was the war on drugs, and Nancy Reagan was leading Just Say No, and everyone from my grandparents to my parents also believed cannabis to be something that was bad and negative. Now, I work with my father in the cannabis industry, so the community, I believe, has decriminalized it in their minds.
On-site consumption licenses won't be rubber stamped. Businesses will need to submit detailed plans, keep a separate area from the retail shop, and secure approval from local authorities. The model is similar to a liquor license, but, if anything, more strict. It's still unclear how to reconcile on-site cannabis consumption with a statewide indoor smoking ban. There are edibles, but the most popular form is smoking or vaping. The Haines Chamber of Commerce hasn't taken a position over public consumption of marijuana, but Wintergreens is a chamber member. Chamber Director Tracy Harmon says the chamber recognizes pot shops are part of the business community.
Chamber really prides itself on kind of our diverse membership. I think we'd be in support of industries that are going to bring in more to grow and develop our economy.
The prospect of a marijuana lounge in Haines has some locals excited. Jeff Taylor says he already uses cannabis products at home to manage arthritic pain. He says he'd frequent a cannabis lounge.
Sure. I may not have to partake by myself all the time.
At the cash register, Adams rings up several more customers. CBD oil, cones for rolling, and pre-rolled joints. To go. But if his application makes it through, his customers could have the option of settling into a chair and staying a while. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.